Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra, the wonderfully engaging series sponsored by the Orthodox Union, hosted here at OU.org, in which we study together one aliyah per podcast of the current week's Parshat HaShavua. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom, and I'm honored to be studying Parshat Shmot with you. We're now looking at the fifth aliyah, which begins in the middle of Moshe's stand at the Snez, inauguration into prophecy. By the way, we have a general impression that the main focus of this speech is about the agency of sending Moshe to redeem Bnei Israel. But if you look very carefully, it's really not. It's really about Moshe's inauguration into Nevuah and all the steps that Moshe takes away from the original intent of the mission, until finally it is far less intense than originally intended. But as I mentioned earlier, that will be a chapter in my forthcoming book. We are now in Perek Gimel Pasuk Tet Zion, and Hashem continues with the mission, Lech v'asavtad zikne Yisrael, go gather the elders of Israel. Again, Hashem here concedes Moshe's point that he first has to speak to Bnei Israel and convince them of his agency before he can go to Paro. So gather them v'yamarta lehem. This is what you tell them. Adonai, Elohei Avotechem, Nirai Lai, Elohei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. This is not the formal Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, V'Elohei Yaakov. You see, it's just Elohei once. But he says, go tell them that Hashem, the God of your fathers, appeared to me. Pakod pakalimor. Pakod pakati etchem. I have now taken notice or account of what's happened to you. V'tasur lechem mitzrayim. And that, of course, is the phrase used by Yosef at the end of his life, recorded at the end of Sefer Bereishit, that is sort of like a code that Bnei Israel will now know that Moshe is the real thing because he's got that phrase. Va'omar. And now this is what Hashem is telling Moshe to tell Bnei Israel. Ale etchem me'oni Mitzrayim. I will lift you up from the affliction of Mitzrayim. Ale etzakrani v'achitiv ha'mori v'aprizi v'achiviv v'ayvusi. Again, those same six nations. Girgashi is not mentioned here. El Eretz Avat Chalavud Vash. We spoke in the previous podcast about what that means. Vishamu lekolecha. They'll listen to you. So don't worry about it. You will now be properly mandated by them to go to Paro. Uvata ata v'zikne Yisrael. Not only that, but they will come with you. You and Zikne Yisrael will come. El Melech Mitzrayim. V'amartem elav. And what will you all say to him? Adonai Elohei ha'ivriim nikra aleinu. Paro will not recognize Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He will recognize Elohei ha'ivriim, a national god of the Ivrim, and he has encountered us, nikra aleinu. Meaning, the way you're to present this to Paro is that I have now encountered you, and now I need to meet with you, and to you need to come and with for a festival to worship me. And all we want to do is to go out into the desert and for 3 days and have a festival to Hashem. In other words, this is our religious duty. This is our religious calling. Our God has encountered us. That's what I want you to do. Now, why does Hashem have Moshe bring this message, or shall we say this is the message that they're to bring to Paro, if that's not really the goal? And perhaps it is in order that Bnei Israel should see that Paro is not going to let them go even for this. They should understand that it's not a situation that's going to get better, and it's not a situation where you can negotiate with it. It is black and white. We need to leave. And the only way for them to be convinced of that is to see how very stubborn and how very entrenched Paro's position is. And therefore he says, Vani Adati. Hashem says, I know, ki lo yiten etchem melech Mitzrayim la'aloch, v'lo be'ar chazaka. He's not going to let you go. He's not going to, not even if there's a yad chazaka against him. Perhaps that's what it means. V'shalachti et yadi. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my hand, meaning my power. V'keti et Mitzrayim b'chol niflotai asher sever kirbo. I'm going to smite Egypt with all of the powers that I have. Now notice, this replicates Moshe's first encounter with Mitzrayim, when he saw an Egyptian striking an Ivri, and he struck the Egyptian. Now Hashem is going to confirm that by striking also, and Hashem uses the hand. That's the description. Then he'll let you go. Not only will he let you go, he'll send you out. And by the way, this nation, meaning Am Yisrael, is going to suddenly look very good in the eyes of Mitzrayim. And when you leave, you're not going to leave empty-handed. Rather, v'shala isha mishchentahu migarat beta, A woman will ask from her neighbor and from the woman who lives in her house, meaning her servant or whatever, klei chesed v'klei zahav u'smalot, silver and gold and garments. You're going to load your kids up. So notice the image. Instead of your kids being loaded up with mortar and things that they're working for, now they're going to be loaded up with riches they're going to take from Mitzrayim. You're going to empty them out. You're going to clean Mitzrayim out. It's a very interesting notion that you see that in spite of the servitude, people were living in neighborhoods with Egyptians. They had neighbors who were Egyptians. They knew their neighbors who were Egyptians. They even had Egyptians regarding residing in their houses as workers or whoever they might be. So it's not as if the Ivrim are all living in some sort of shanty town with slums and huts, and the Egyptians are living in splendor. The Jews are living in Egyptian neighborhoods. It's something we'll see later on in Parshat Bo when we come to the Korban Pesach. The stand continues. Vayan Moshe vayomer. But Moshe says, Vehein lo yaminu li. They, meaning Bnei Yisrael, still won't believe me. Lo yishmu b'koli. They won't listen to me. Ki yomru lo nirai lach Adonai. In other words, Moshe here is directly challenging Hashem's prophecy, where Hashem says they'll listen to you. He says they won't listen to me. Because they're going to say God didn't appear to me. In other words, Moshe seems to be saying they will need something more concrete than just the words of Pakod Pakadati. And Hashem again concedes the point. So he says, what is this in your hand? Vayomer mateh. It's a staff. Vayomer shtichehu artzo. What does Hashem tell him to do? Throw it to the ground. Vayashtichehu artzo vahina nachash. He threw it to the ground. It became a snake. Vayanos Moshe panav. Moshe ran away. He was scared of the snake. Vayomer Adonai Moshe shlach yadcha v'chos biznavo. Reach out your hand. Again, reach out your hand. Just like he said, I'll reach out my hand and hit Egypt. You reach out your hand and grab the tail of the snake. He put out his hand, just like Bat Paro sent out her servant to pick up Moshe from the water. He grabbed it, and it became a stick again. And then Hashem says, "L'man yaminu." Now they'll believe. This is the last of the three mentions of that. Now they'll believe that Hashem has appeared to you, because they're going to see a miracle. You want miracles, there's a miracle. And Hashem's not done. Vayomer Adonai lo od havena yadcha b'chikecha. Put your hand under your arm. Vayavedo b'chiko, vayotziya v'nei yadom etzorat kashalig. His hand had the scale disease, like white, it was the dead skin. Vayomer Hashem yadcha el chikecha, and then Hashem said, put your hand back in there. Vayashev yado el chiko, put it back in. He took it out, and behold, it was back like regular flesh. So in other words, Hashem showed him two different kind of miracles. The first one was taking a dead stick and turning it into a snake, which, although alive, is dangerous. And then he took a live hand and turned it into dead flesh. So Hashem has absolute control over life and death in both directions. If they don't listen to the first sign, they'll listen to the second sign. Meaning, if they don't believe you when you show them that a dead stick can come to life, they'll believe you when they see live flesh is dead, but only after the first one. But if they don't believe either one of these things, take some water from the river, from the Nile, throw it out on the ground. That water is going to turn into blood right on the dry land. Those are your three signs. Very famous vort, and I mentioned it in the context of Parshat Vayishlach, about that the third sign, which is the dam, is Ayala Otal Abatim. In any case, these three signs are not just three wonders, moftim. There's two different words in Hebrew. One is mofet, one is ot. A mofet is a wonder in which it's basically the wow effect of something that's just really impressive. And then there's an ot, where the sign itself has a message. And here it has a message. And the message of the final oath is, of course, that Moshe takes water, which is the life source of Mitzrayim, and to some extent was worshipped in Mitzrayim, and turns it into blood, a sign of spilled blood, a sign of death. So it's not just to take a hand that's alive and turn it into a temporarily dead piece of flesh, but to specifically to attack the belief and the core of Egypt. And then, Vayom Moshe al Adonai, Be Adonai. He says, please, lo ish tvarim anochi. I don't know how to talk. Gamitmol, Gamishulshom, Gamiazda Berchal of Decha. That's where Chazal get the notion that this has been going on for a week. Gam mitmol, gam mishulshom, gam, that's 7 days, miyazda berchal avdecha, meaning, that may indicate, of course, that Hashem has spoken to him earlier. Unclear. But he's saying, I don't speak well. Kichvad pechvad lashon anochi. I have a thick mouth and thick tongue. What does that mean? So people typically think that Moshe stutters. The Rambam is scandalized at the thought. He said to think that Avi HaNaviim, the father of prophecy, would be somebody who would have a defect and speak that way? No way in the world. So he says, what's happening is that either, it's like some say, Moshe didn't know how to speak court Egyptian, he didn't know how to speak in front of important people anymore, it'd been a long time. On the other hand, the only information that we have that Moshe had any speech problems is only from Moshe himself, said, by the way, in very clear Hebrew, Arel Sfatayim Kvad Peh, and it's always in the context of Moshe not wanting to take the job. So you have to take that into account. Vayomar Adonai Lav Misam Pel Adam. So what's Hashem's answer? Who do you think gives man a mouth? Who makes people mute or deaf or fikach or able to hear or iver or blind? It's all me. I'm in control of that. So you don't have to worry about the fact that you may not speak well. I'll take care of it. I will be with your mouth. I'll show you what to say. Which indicates, by the way, that even Moshe's complaint was not one of an impediment, but rather of a language problem. And Hashem says, I'll show you what to say. Finally, Moshe, who keeps pushing away the message, the mission, still doesn't want to do it, says, Vayomer bi'Adonai, shlachna bi'atishlach, send through ever who you want to send. But the notion is, send somebody else. Vayomer Adonai Moshe, Hashem is angry at Moshe. Vayomer halo Aaron achicha levi yadati kidaberi deberhu. I know that your brother Aaron, whom Moshe hasn't seen for years, that your brother will speak. He knows how to speak. Evidently, Aaron had some form, role of leadership in Mitzrayim. V'gam hinehu yotzei likratecha. He's coming to greet you, v'racha v'samach b'libo. Which is a beautiful meter that Aaron will see that even though you're the younger brother and you've been chosen, nonetheless, he's going to rejoice over that. Unlike what we had with the family that caused us to come down to Egypt with the older brothers, were unhappy with the fact that Yosef was chosen. Here, Aaron will have true simcha, true happiness over the fact that you're chosen. Why is Aaron coming to meet him? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Nevuah to Aaron and said, it's time to come meet Moshe. V'divartai lav, you speak to him. V'samtata dvarim b'fiv. You speak to him and tell him what to speak. Put him in the words in his mouth. V'anochi eyein picha v'im piyu. I'll be with your mouth and with his mouth. V'ayti etchem ashtasher tasun. I'll help you both out. So you be sort of the chacham and he'll be the amora. You'll be the person with the information and he'll be the loudspeaker. By the way, all of this is just how you approach Zikne Yisrael. It has nothing to do with going to Paro. He will speak on your behalf to the people. He'll be your mouthpiece and you'll be his Lord. But Hashem is not rolling back. He's not saying, now that we've got our own, we don't need those signs. Now we need the signs. And you take the staff so that you can do the signs. You'll be the one doing the signs, not Aaron. Aaron will simply be the one to get up there and speak, because your only complaint is you don't know how to speak. Fine, you won't speak. I'll get someone else to say the words, but you'll be the captain behind it. Okay, we will pick it up in the next podcast. Now, in the aftermath of this nevuah, as the preparations for returning to Egypt begin, and Moshe is ready to come and address Bnei Israel and get them to understand that he is the agent of Hashem, the agent of their liberation, and together to go to Paro. Everybody should have a wonderful day.